Dear friends, I'm turning to the book of Revelation, chapter 22 and verse 17. Revelation, a woman who iti edunu mienu intichem dun song. So Revelation chapter 22 and verse 17. And the Spirit and the bride say, Come. And let him that heareth say, Come. And let him that is athirst, come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. So we are speaking this morning about that thing there, come. You see that mentioned three times in that verse. The Spirit and the bride say, Come. Let him that heareth say, Come. And let him that is athirst, come. He didn't come on or pay a fuss, and some said, Bruh, said, yeah, and you would see that come is used in three different ways in this verse. And that's all that I want us to dwell upon at this short time. The book of Revelation is a book of triumph. It shows that the Lord Jesus Christ will triumph finally over all his enemies. Sabukwe, a chain say Radi Yesu Christo Vidi Mkunim Ewana Tanfu Ninaso. Now his enemies, you may know, the Bible tells us that the world, its system, its opinion, its ideas are opposed to the Lord, and therefore it sets itself as an enemy against the Lord. Sin is an enemy because of sin. It's transgression of the law of God. It's rebellion against God. And then there's falsehood. In the book of Revelation, it is specifically described as the false prophet. That is also an enemy. It stands against God's truth and contradicts God's truth. And then Satan himself, pictured in the book as a dragon that rises against Christ. All these enemies will rise and will seem to be influential according to this book. And then one by one by one, the Savior will conquer them, says this book. And I'm near Najin Ete, and in your own person, or yet Obia, or we are seeing more. Now, on Nime Radius Christo, say, or Ninibenantina, or then Washa Nasino, or do not hear a Radius Christo in the Bible say, we are say a Radius Christo at town for Sana Bonisosa, Sansa Bonini, Asodine, Eti Radius Christo. I think so. Bible say, Mama Moody and Troy and Conchafo are Trofa. Well, sorry, Eginatia and Copo and Ukraine. One in a year at town for Mujinatia Radius Christo. Ni Satan, Wankasa, or Tiny in H. Book which I said. One in a one, sorry. Nemreka Cromobe said, Yeah, well, Enya, Timmy, Ewan Impebe Bray, so na. And swinging H in a radius of Christo Bedin Kunim. When you now summa, kuma, 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 radius of Christo, a Bedin Kunim. And into Nokasa now, the time he would manifest this total triumph will be his coming. When the Savior comes the second time, then he would publicly show his triumph over every one of these, that everybody will see it. So, sign baby, you are, and it's sign Kunim, the Ebedi, the Nintinina, Ebehunso. In this last chapter, you realize that the teaching that he's coming is spoken of three times. Let me just show you. Look at verse 7. Just in this chapter, it's mentioned that three times, showing that it is certain. Verse 7, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the saying of the prophecy of this book. Verse 12, and behold, I come quickly. And my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be. Verse 20, he would testify these things, saith, surely I come quickly. So, impen me and son of Eradius Christo, kase, me bantem, sa, ni Eradius Christo, ekasa, ewaha. Enti, yabeshe sa, kasa se, Eradi, ebano, and as a brano, said the Okasa chain three times. It was our passage. So, my text in Ankasa chapter 22, verse 17 is actually my text there. And so, it's a response, first of all, in verse 17 there. And the Spirit and the bride say, Come. And so, that's the first sense of the word come. It is a desire. It is a longing. It is a response to the Savior who says, I come quickly, and the Spirit and the bride say, Come. Radio Jesu Kristo se mi bantem ni entexne si hum no eni ayifrono esi bra hum no eni ayifrono. The spirit and the bride say come. They want to welcome the Savior. They want him to come. Friends, what is this? What is that spirit? And who is that bride? The spirit is, of course, the Holy Spirit. And he is the one who was sent to carry out the work of the Savior. When the Savior died on the cross, it is the work of the Holy Spirit to bring the blessing of that work into people's hearts and to make us see our sons and to see what the Lord Jesus Christ had done. You know what is happening these days? People commanding the Spirit and telling him to do things. You never do that, dear friends. He is God, very God. Because omo mu ye se ebune ni ntia omo bu ni se oy bibikito oy nyankopon ankasa honhom oni nyankopon ewe ni umnyam eba kom na djuma se se ni se obeboa wo ni me na ye hu ni se de yetibiate. His work is to let us see our state. You know, we all live in giving excuses for our sons. How we live, we all have excuses. Why we do what? We all have reasons. Said the boy, "Brother, you know, But my dear, we know the danger. As long as you seem to have excuses for your sons, you can never become a Christian. You can never become a child of God. You'll be lost forever. And my dear, yes, who is ninja? What is our sodia? Our sodia mo eti radino. Won't you be a Christian? Christian in Sanyana, we're going to say any tibiate. Now, wa yaomo, wa beshe humo bro, ewe radinche. A Christian is that person who has seen his sin and had come. And for you to see that sin, God sent the Holy Spirit to help you see that. And so, his work is to show us our sins and then show us the Lord Jesus Christ. Show us what the Savior had done. And so as you become anxious about your sins, and you are repentant and sorrowful, and you long to be delivered from the power of sin, he helps you to see, look at what the Savior has done for sinners. He who is God came down and took our nature and suffered on the cross of Calvary, that we may be brought to God. So when you said you were born here, afeno ema unu sedi eradi Yesu Kristo onu ankasa dinu hobeye afrabodi ema yemboni sedi ebe nyankopon obejie. Now adding to the passages, say the Spirit says come, because the Holy Spirit longs that the work is finished. He longs that many people would have come in and many people would have seen their sins. Because the very moment the last person, the Holy Spirit, will let him see his son, really sees his sins, and repents and turns to the Savior, this the curtain of this world will be closed. Then, brara, near, we try to cry, Radio Jesu Christo, and then, it will come from the crowd, Pesas Sam Reneba, a mirror, a radiant secret of bidding Kunim, and when in Pabria Kumaso, nor do our banning chain. And so he longed for that, my dear friends. So you see, have you ever seen your sin, dear friends? Have you been disturbed by your sins before? Said Yawaba, bra, I take your pain. And I said, Mikayano, which you said, with the excuses that you tried, you will, oh, Nyan Shami, you're saying anything, dear, and say, Tian. And your body when you're uncoupling as well, can you also excuse when you show here? You're uncoupling won't mean you're new yet. Winnie and new year when you're uncoupling in Tira, you are a sober boy, a humor bro, yes, a crystal or her, or bet me in a dish boy, pro bonino, I didn't let me mamma excuses. Crown crono, a beer white genuine who said you were bonity. There's a wood touching me, wood touching me, wood touching me, and written things here. A baby baby on you. If you keep throwing off the convictions of the Spirit and resist your heart and pluck up excuses, eventually he won't do that again. That's dangerous. That is what the Bible calls sinning against the Holy Spirit. He will no longer deal with you. He will no longer stir your conscience. You will sin and feel normal and go on and feel happy because you've gotten that sinful reward and you'll be satisfied. But the Lord is deserting you. Mercy is going far and far from you. And friends, your case will be so dangerous. So my dear friends, this is the Spirit's longing. Let me go to the other. And the Spirit and the Bride say, come. Two of them, the Spirit and the Bride. Why me Ayifrono? The Bride is all Christians in the world viewed as one body. We call it the church. All genuine, not people who go to church, not people who have been baptized into churches or things like that. People who have known the Holy Spirit, show them their sins and have grieved for that. And in repentance, trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ. These people are viewed as one body. And as a body, they are viewed as the bride of the Lord. Sankrofono, omwabe radinche, nyeso mu asor, umukwa asori aro. And yet some we ma ewa sorry be more. And yum puso muyan sorma wa asor mu church the Bible more. But one more. Say ankrankro. Won a jai se omuma excuses the form of our dear. No more inguno no in womu a mwa betu shame more bro. Every radio is the crystal coin chain. One ring in our show num quemu. One is ankrofono. Say the one bomwa or more we are sibiano. Said one bomwa, you're from your radius of Christo, now you're from an answer in the area. A danger. Because the radius of Christo need dogs from Kubiawa once. So the Lord has a special love for these people. And they are the ones He will come for. When the Lord Jesus Christ comes, He's coming for these ones. Radius of Christo, but we will not be found. They won't happen in chain. And so you see, when you become a Christian, when you become a child of God, there will be in your heart a desire that the Savior comes. It's one of the things that Apostle Paul makes it as a sign that you are a Christian. You are tired of this world. It doesn't attract you. You've seen through it. You've seen its vanity, its pride and show appear nothing. And you long that He comes. It's if you are born again, if the Lord has worked this new work in you, this seed will be there. A desire that the curtains of this life were shut or pulled down and the new one came. This world is empty. All its gains are shallow. This is this world, my dear friends. All its gains are so superficial. There's nothing substantial here. Change and decay is all around me, I see, says the hymn writer. And you mean you know, as a sadness, dear Waham, you know, near Radius Christina Benning Chain, where who no rebuild for from Radius Christomono, near Muanka, Radius Christaba, Nasa, we are see a engine, a chumoko, na for from Waba. Now, so when you eradia, Sal Kone, any Wakumo. Now, so. And Meminka, the next come, what it means. See the next come and what it means. It's the next line. And let him that heareth say, come. This is come as a duty. The first come is as a longing, a desire, a response that the Savior comes. The second come is a duty. Everyone that hears, let him say, come. Obia or Tisani, Mr. Radius Christo say, me bantem, in Chasso Cassa, any brantem. But you know something? This is a universally failed duty. But you know, sir, no one likes it this way, except the bride and the spirit. No one likes it that way, because we've all been part of a big problem. We've all been part. My dear friend, permit me to use a strong illustration. And in all due respect, which of you, if I am a thief, would you desire the police come around? Why do you also me come as a police for Nembraha? Baby. And so, my dear friends, because we are sinners, and as long as we love our sins, we don't want him to come. He will expose us. He will put an end to our lives. And so this is a failed duty. Even it's our responsibility. And my dear friends, on the day of judgment, one of the things that will stand against that is because we never desired that he came. We never desired that he came because we didn't like him. We didn't love him. You can easily illustrate this. Supposing you have a friend, and that friend owns a number of property in Accra, say buildings or cars, and it's in the hands of some people to work with it or take care of them. This is a very close friend, beloved friend. That the friend is living overseas, somewhere else. And you see his property misused. The taxi drivers or those who were taking care of his car were simply getting young persons and drive recklessly in the streets, and they were running to the gutter, and all this kind of thing is happening. They're ruining his property. Now I ask you, dear friends, would you tell your friend or not? Would you desire that your friend came to see what is happening to his property or not? Young friends, who are them for me? Nasa Adam Fwe, Owo, Ijapadia Kakra, Ewa Kra, Ibiana, and Fanse, cars, or Mudi Ejumamano. And now, oh, this year one son, one, Ayano Basabasa, who pass on no seno. So your brother, and I say, Wadam for pa, maybe so, said, Uba Kachan, and I saw one Kanchan. And I said, Wunda Wunta Minya Mushia. Oh, and you are Kuna say, oh, John, mi yomo kran kawa waba, no waba shedi edi ya wakasno. Mi yomo kran kawa waba, no waba shedi edi ya wadaino. It sounds like, unko fwe yano basa basa, bran tanda beshe. And it's beyond kato, oh, me see, me hoche, me say, John, when in the akoswa nko beba se see ya. You know, but supposing, and again, permit me for this harsh part of the illustration, supposing those people who are misusing this car, when I see some of them and tell them, oh, friend, what are you doing? And they just slip into my hands some 1,000 Ghana cedis just to silence me. Yes, I keep quiet. So I wouldn't tell the friend. I didn't tell him. He asked me, is everything okay? It's okay. The drivers are doing excellent. Young friends, I'm almost set property. I'm with Shamia. And I'm here to me, I'm not paying. No, I'm not going to see Kakashi means him. Madam of Crown, a friend of this, I said, into your man to say, no, so be a cost of a driver, so I'm here, one more power, more, hey, you're fine. Well, why would you do that? Well, because you're an accomplice. You become an accomplice. And so you wouldn't wish him to come. But our duty, friends, as God's creature, you see his creation ruined. Sin is ruining everything. Liars are everywhere. Look at Ghana. Everybody tells lies. Everybody uses deception. It's the norm. Obiadin Shosesia Wagana. In fact, it seems to be the forbidden thing to be truthful. So person we are no crop and dabi dabi dabi. Everybody is telling a lie and it's a standard. Dear friend, the thing is this: if you cared about God, and if you cared about his creation, you would say, oh, come. Come and renew all things. Say, Radin, in your mouth, Wakonobe say, oh, Bran Tame Radi. Branabe, you mean you know, Afrofro. It sounds like you may say. You see how people are changing everything. Morality is nothing now. You say, Obioye Penika Kredim, say, I always remember this. When we're growing up in a small community back in Cape Coast, and on the hill there was a wealthy man. He was fairly a good man, I have to say. But I remember that in the community where few teachers, maybe cross the road, there'll be a teacher over there, I remember that the older persons showed far greater respect to that teacher than to the wealthy man. Because people thought he would give you wisdom. Perhaps a good man may give you something. Now the society, everything is money, isn't it? In society, they say, Bibia yesika. Niyo timi ya, musechi mukana pibiachre. Sen mukano. Show off. Obia peso ye show off. And then obia kamfono. Into a raise second generation, a younger generation, some more in India, at your more value first, is show off. The same moment to me, I have to be actually. Do we not care? Therefore, you know why? Misrak, I say, perhaps, as the person said, perhaps some of us here love lies. And she would be why you're Piantro. Because I work in my empire, the kind of work I do. If life doesn't come in, I won't succeed. And you do it. If you may know, some unfound trunk from moi, mean to me, sir, madam, you are contributing to the ruin of God's will. And he will ask you. Well, why me rather than we are that Sabia, your baby Sal, your baby Sammy? And yet, my dear friends, it's our duty for somebody whose world is being ruined. You need to me to do that. We have no power to change it. But the Lord who is able to change it is able to come. And he's pleased if we just long that he came. Come, Lord. Look at what is happening. Look at what is happening to churches. So that you go to churches that you will not hear about repentance and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Because sir, in the winter, be beyond puffer, said this is church, and we know when we cheer at Jesus Christ. My dear friend, they're saying, Obia, Niradi is Christ in Chokase, Eradi Brantem. But the thing is, we've all failed in this. No one wants the Savior to come unless he's truly part of the bride. And he's truly sad at what is happening. And he's not only complaining about that, he grieves over that in his heart. And yet, I'll come on somewhere. And so, this is a failed duty, my dear friends. Well, so, when he are going to say, Radi Jesus Christ, same thing he said. His son said, "Wo cross, wo ye tia iradino. Womba in chain. Womba shushay humma bro. Say, Radin, wundo no. One person Koso. My dear friends, I want to say, "Ni to say, Wakachen who say, oh, you ready as Christian at time for? You've declared yourself an enemy of the Lord. Yes, you may be a pastor, you may be an irregular church attendee, and you may have declared yourself an opposer of the mind of Christ. Mi jinetie ready as Christian jini, and so I don't want him to come." Friends, your duty is to desire that you are part of his body and long that he came. Friends, the third come offers mercy and hope. Look at it there. And let him that is at first come. This is the third come. And this is an invitation. The first one was a longing, showing that all those who are genuine children of God have in their hearts a longing that the Savior came and conquered all his enemies and brought in the everlasting days of holiness and purity. The second is a come that expresses our duty, even though a failed duty. A duty we have all failed because we are accomplices to the very things that ruin God's world. The third is an offer of mercy. If you are thirsty, come. Eradius Christian Yanisa. Niedi can ya see bra, edi can it chair, or be a radius Christian in our banning chair, said in no condo say radi beba. Nia tossum in here, ya sudi say, yen commodus a radius Christo ebeba, and so yen yina e fili, yen yina yen penis, I son said, ye pebonino, and in him first walk a crowded by yen yano, son ye penum. Iradinim sir. The Lord is merciful. He knows that every one of us have failed. And so there's a final come, which is an invitation. Afinia bra etwa so no ene de ye nsato. Nia insukom dinuno ombra. Let him that is at first come. Insukom diwana di insukom no kahwa semwin. My dear friends, you know, we have one of our hymns. God made us for himself, one old writer said. And our souls are restless until it finds its rest in him. Iradiye hemo nuankasanuhu. Yen krabe hahasa. Koduse, ubeni na humje, ewe nyankopo nuankasamu. Thirsting is a strong longing. Longing for something substantial. Thirst is incurable unless you have the suitable thing. In Sukomohe, we are Nishia and Ko. Just the winya, dear Oshishanum, no, because if we democracy, since Sukomni no pa, that's a man of mortar, or no more crayons, no. A pecker man of mortar, by say, three bottles, or no more crayons, just winyans, you uncle. Some people said when they are thirsty, give them some of these soft drinks and give them three bottles, they will still not be satisfied. All they want is real water. Niensu kombinino, ombra. But friends, you know, we suppress this thirst. God created this thirst in every heart, but we suppress it. Eradiboyen said, it's a thirst for God. Because, friend, you will never be satisfied in anything. Friends, those of you who are old here, you may have pursued all kinds of things in this life, which are fine if we are improving our gifts and talents and things like those. It is proper because God gave them to us. They need to be improved and made use of and things like those. But don't make that mistake. None of them will satisfy you. You were not made to be satisfied by the provisions or the achievements of talents. We were never made for that. We were made to have our satisfaction in God Himself. Because friends, we are souls. We cannot be satisfied with things. They do much. It's not possible. Never make that mistake, dear friends. Into years, we will be called school, no achievement, whatever. But never forget, never deceive yourself. No achievement whatsoever will let your soul rest contented and at peace. Will cry, El Homida, diabetes, we here be before France. You'll be thirsting for something else. Only the Lord Jesus Christ could say that they that believe in me out of their belly shall flow rivers of living water. He was speaking about that contentment and rest. He alone gives to those that come to him. Don't suppress that thirst. You can suppress it only for a while. I don't know whether you've heard this. I was told that some of those young men who traveled through the deserts of Libya in order to try and steal themselves into Europe, somewhere at the coasts, when they were traveling, for the young man had gone to experience that. He couldn't succeed all the way anyway. But he came back to Cape Coast and was telling us that when they were traveling through the desert, you know, you wouldn't have enough water. So you manage to get a gallon full of water. And you are going to travel for days. And so what do you do with 1 gallon? You can't have too many things with you because all the people are squeezed into this car and you can't have room for too many things. So you have this gallon of water in your hands. You know what they do? So you say that they put in a lot of paracetamol. So you put in paracetamol and it makes it bitter. So naturally you wouldn't drink that much. So when you are really thirsty, and somebody gave you just a little water and said, well, you drink halfway and give me the half. Well, you know you may fail, isn't it? Unless he fights with you. And so if it's paracetamol, it's bitter, well, of course, you just drink enough to soothe their throat, and then you just stop. omo muti kwa mfaya desert nsbe bia nsue nyi hono na omo kolibia said yobe mbetumi edi europe no omo se wo kwa wo hwe nsue galon ba kupe na wo de paracetamol egum said the best nsue come diu kra wo num nsue no bebre because wo no na esa omo be chiro. But friends, one of the things that was obvious was this. You may try not to drink that much and have the paracetamol in. So you are suppressing the thirst, isn't it? But you know what would happen. If you kept on that way for a long time, the system will shut. The bodily system will simply not function. It cannot take in anymore. It needs water to function. You may suppress that thirst, which may keep you busy. This is the God I must seek. I am sinning. I am rebelling against this God. I am my own boss. I rule my own affairs. Well, I pay only lip service to God, but I am my own master. And I'm only doing this to let me calm conscience and say, don't worry, you are religious, you are okay. Go to church, do whatever you can do to calm conscience. So there's no worry at all. Dear friends, you can only do that for a while. Conscience will break through that one day. Conscience will one day disturb you. I do not know when, but it will. And it will bring you down. And it will expose you. And it will be shown sometimes in your bitter reaction to situations. Because you are really dissatisfied within. Your bitter reactions outside is that your portrayal of the state of your heart. You don't have peace. You don't have anchor. You don't have hope. You are not laying hold upon the strength of the Lord because you don't know Him. It's all you. It's all yourself. It will show up one day, my dear friends. Ubetumi akasa wo num nsio ne mreten ten ten. But e do baby a, ne hunam dia no. We nya nsio a ontumi nya adwuma. Enti wa num anum anum e wudu baby a, hunam dia no ko enya adwuma dia. Ube collapse. Ube ti ato. An sha kro be ukra. Ubetumi aye nyuma ho do nyina na wa mu wutibua apene a se. Enya hwe wo so ye nya mesum ni ni ya kika ho nyina. Mesrew enya sa. Because Tibuano, obesari dako. Dako obesari etiao. Ube wuse, wankasone na uhono, wakram hundi eno. Uwo, atitibio wakremo. We a nice person wa abontini, but what iti? Ne ye den wedi wa sedi wa reacti to nyoma. Bibiso se se, ube shien sambebre we num set sedi e. Pressure, ewo umu. Because we nini yankopo. We never said that you're serious, Adimu Ahu Ahu Brasimu. You should say you're more Ewan in chain. It says, winning in Kita Mudebia. The Radius Christ and far away man in chain into winning no. Into the whistle in the cry of one Wesiaka and now within Antiara. Oh, my dear friends, you don't have to do that because look at that. I have to begin to close, my dear friends. And let him that is at first come. And then look at the last line. And whosoever will. Let him take the water of life freely. This water of life is free. Sa ensuna ebama minse komne echano eyekwa eyedene eyekwa. Never forget, all free things must have been paid for by somebody. Bibia eyekwa no obi no tia kawansa. Irade Yesu Kristo no tia kawo. Oma nature de boni hon asuche egu no so ewa kavre. Ema nimpa ba kubia obe hununi hia na wabani nche. Me minti san asini mwye, san asini bevi ni enyaya inkanka samre. She, se wun hunu wihia, wun mani nche nda, she de se de okae, niya openu ombe fansyo yikwa. Only Nia in Sukomedinua is the person who is thirsty. I think I've mentioned this here before those who come. Dear friends, supposing you live in your own house, walled house, and you have a huge water reservoir, so that for your home, whether what the water is flowing or not, you don't see because you have this huge reservoir there. As you got out of your gate one day, and then you saw a water tanker on the other side of the street distributing free water. And you said, oh, okay, so the water is not flowing there. So you saw it. And then you are standing at your gate. I ask you, would you go there to get some of the water?
Why go?
You have enough. You wouldn't go. In fact, this is even the most serious part of it, according to this illustration, for how I want to apply it. You may see somebody, maybe somebody with a gallons, all the way and saying that, oh, I want water. I want water. What would you say? Oh, see, the tanker is there. Go, go. They're giving everybody freely. You go and get it. You can point people there, but you will never go yourself. Why? You have enough. The point is this. Only those who feel their need go to the Savior. You may hear about him, even tell people to go. You know, that's the Savior. He says, no, you will personally never go until you are thirsty. You will never, you may know and learn about him, and know all the details and point others the way. You will never personally go. And so the fact that you know it and can even tell people doesn't mean you yourself have gone to him. Said the winning the wood directed democracy. Some me and Mama pay. No wood directed democracy or monk, ancient of one Kasakrawakonum. Until you feel your emptiness. Until you feel I have nothing. And then we shall say, we say, minibi, minsu minibi. Now let me tell the illustration now. So you walk back into your house now. And you want to go and bath. You turn on the tap, the water isn't flowing. And you call out, what's happening? Go and check the reservoir. Well, when you went, strangely, the water is drained out. So you don't have a drop. What would you do? You'd be running to the same place, isn't it? You also go to the tanker. Until you, friends, never... And now you say, you be ready to people simply think, hearing about the Lord Jesus and what he does and understanding it and even be able to tell people means I have also believed in him. Dear friends, it does not necessarily mean so. To understand and know is so important. If you don't know where to go, where will you go in time of need? When you may be over in your brain about where they are crying wako, in the years of what he has said. But understanding alone is not enough. You must have personally gone to him. Personally come and say, Lord, I see through the world. There's nothing substantial here. I want you above all things. Wash away my sins. Change me. Cleanse me. And receive me. You go to him personally. Dear friends, that's the invitation. Are you thirsty? Have you felt your need of him? When we said here, we hear no. When we said here, once so, we need to say here, but in the reality, it's the same. I didn't know when we're in the way. Bibi and Shema, we need to say here, we're in the way. Now, if you say this, we're bro. No, you are come for free. Ready, yes, Christ, so, what do you want, Bonnie Chawano? Or you want to come and for he washes away your sins and he gives you a new heart. A new heart that desires new things, has new aspirations, new interests, new purposes, new longings, new aims. And my own new fofro, a welcome. Oh, branding chain. Oh, so the Ben Makwa, oh, branding chain said, you come as you see your state. And call upon him to have mercy upon you. And he says, I will give that to you freely. And he said, Bram no cremu. Only near Wabanin chen no cremu. Only near Wabodin and no ekar. He knows the one who comes sincerely and the one who is only paying a lip service. The Lord, who is the Lord of glory, knows the difference. And so come sincerely. Ask him to have mercy upon you. Turn your heart over to him, ask him to wash you and change you. It's an so humo bro. Non sacral, non form running chain. Yen se sea. Me yanko swa se. Yen se yebwa. Me yanko pon ria se. Ese sa.